This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 5 foreign-born men arrested in connection with the Madrid commuter train bombings appear in court today as the search continues for more suspects. The 3 Moroccans and 2 Indians who were taken into custody shortly after the blast are believed to be members of a terrorist cell with ties to Al-Qaeda. 1 week after the terrorist attack, Spaniards are still trying to come to terms with the tragedy. The normally packed commuter trains remain half full, and memorials to the 201 killed continue. 3 of the 4 trains ripped apart by the bombs departed from the Madrid suburb of Alcalá de Henares. Reporter Jerome Sokolovsky went there and filed this report.
The scene at the Alcalá de Henares commuter railway station is an all-too-familiar sight in Madrid these days. At the entrance, an impromptu shrine has taken shape. A forest of deep red candles casts an eerie glow in the black ribbons and the white pieces of paper with scribbled epitaphs. Staring at the candles is a lanky 22-year-old. A motorcycle helmet hangs from his elbow. Tears stream down from his eyes. And then Miguel Ángel Corrales starts talking about his friend, Eduardo Martín.
Yo me envié a Miguel, ya te digo, tenía chaval 23 años, ¿sabes?
My buddy, he was 23, he says. I know more people, they were injured, some light, some heavy. But hey, in the end, they'll be able to move on. But my best friend, no one's going to bring him back to me.
Llevamos desde los 5 añitos juntos.
We'd known each other since we were 5, he adds. Imagine, all of our lives in the same neighborhood, neighbors, door to door, since we were little kids, like brothers. Last Thursday, March 11th, Eduardo Martín boarded a commuter train here in Alcalá de Henares. Little did he know that terrorists had gotten on too. Investigators believe the terrorists got off further down the line, leaving behind bags with explosives and cell phones as detonators. Just before 8 o'clock, 10 powerful blasts rained death along the C2 regional rail line. Many of the 201 people who died in the attack were from Alcalá de Henares. Until last week, says Miguel Ángel Corrales, it was just an ordinary working-class town.
Alcalá de Henares, pues, es todo gente cool, gente trabajadora.
Alcalá de Henares, well, it's all hard-working folk here, humble folk. They come and go and lead normal lives. You don't have problems or conflicts like in other places. No, this place here is peaceful, and everybody knows each other, he says. Alcalá's claim to fame is as the birthplace of Miguel de Cervantes, the author of Don Quixote. One of Europe's oldest universities, the University of Alcalá, was founded here in the 16th century. It reopened as a modern college in the 1970s and has been declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site. But since the train bombings, the mood among the students has been subdued, says Fatima, one of the cleaning ladies. They don't even talk, she says. They're in the hallways during their breaks, they light up their cigarettes, and they don't say anything. The joy is gone from them. It's gone. On the square across from the station, Alcalá's large Romanian immigrant community comes to find solace at a Romanian Orthodox church. Father Adrian Pintia leads a Vespers service. He's been sent from Romania to minister to Alcalá's Romanian immigrants, who have swelled in number in recent years to more than 10,000. Earlier this week, Pintia was at the airport. He led a ceremony there as the caskets with the bodies of 11 parishioners were loaded onto a Romanian Air Force jet for repatriation. It's normal to come here to work and to send money to your family so that they can live a better life, he says. But when they send you back to Romania dead, that's an unbearable tragedy. The government says the victims of March 11th included people from 11 countries. Like the Romanians, many had come in the last decade to partake in Spain's economic boom. Authorities have pledged to normalize the status of any illegal immigrant who was a victim or related to a victim. Reports say more than 1,500 people have called to inquire about the procedures. Today, the Spanish Association of Victims of Terrorism is holding a memorial at the Atocha train terminal in Madrid to the 201 people who perished in the bombings a week ago. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolovsky in Alcalá de Henares.